Chapter 38. I did not see him again for nearly a week. Then he fetched me soon after 7 one evening and took me out to dinner. He was dressed in the deepest mourning, and on his bowler was a broad black band. He had even a black border to his handkerchief. His garb of woe suggested that he'd lost in one catastrophe every relation he had in the world, even to cousins by marriage twice removed. His plumpness and his red fat cheeks made his mourning not a little incongruous. It was cruel that his extreme unhappiness should have had in it something of buffoonery. He told me he'd made up his mind to go away, though not to Italy, as I'd suggested, but to Holland. I'm starting tomorrow. This is perhaps the last time we shall ever meet. I made an appropriate rejoinder, and he smiled warmly. I haven't been home for 5 years. I think I'd forgotten it all. I seem to have come so far away from my father's house that I was shy at the idea of revisiting it, but now I feel it's my only refuge. He was sore and bruised, and his thoughts went back to the tenderness of his mother's love. The ridicule he'd endured for years seemed now to weigh him down, and the final blow of Blanche's treachery had robbed him of the resiliency which had made him take it so gaily. He could no longer laugh with those who laughed at him. He was an outcast. He told me of his childhood in the tidy brick house, and of his mother's passionate orderliness,